I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and Sunday afternoon, the Camerata Orchestra presents Symmetry at Bloomington High School North with conductor Bill McLaughlin, host of St. Paul Sunday, and pianist Christopher Riley, the host of From the Top. Saturday morning, they'll be joining fans for a brunch buffet at Chapman's Restaurant. Our guest is Bill McLaughlin. Bill's been a frequent and popular guest with the Camerata Orchestra. Bill, you've come so often, there must be something special that you enjoy about working with Lenore Hatfield and Camerata.
I admire Miss Lenore enormously, and I've always had such a great time with these wonderful players. I mean, Bloomington, of course, I'd have to tell you folks who live there, what a wealth of fantastic musicians live there in Bloomington and thrive in Bloomington. They keep coming back to Bloomington, so it's always fun to come and see them in a couple of years.
Now, each concert's been a creative arrangement of pieces from the repertoire, with more than a few surprises. This Sunday, Christopher O'Reilly will be playing Ravel's Piano Concerto. There's the Symphony No. 1, Titan, by Gustav Mahler. Now, most of our listeners know you, Bill, as the host of St. Paul Sunday. Fewer have had a chance to enjoy you as they will this Sunday, to enjoy your work as a conductor. But even fewer have had a chance to hear your work as a composer, and if have the opportunity on Sunday, you and Camerata will be playing your own Remembering Icarus. Tell us about this one.
Oh, it's a piece I actually wrote for a radio station in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and they're celebrating the 75th anniversary, which is very old for radio. You know, this is a couple of years ago, 2003. And they were celebrating, especially with Ralph Goddard, who was starting this station in the 1920s. I think it must have been the first station, but he was a really gifted scientist. And before long, he had this station broadcasting all over the Southwest. And then this awful thing happened. There was a snowstorm, which never happens in southern New Mexico. And he went to see his equipment, and he tripped and was electrocuted. I mean, it's the most awful story, but his son came and found him, and they got the station going again. It was too late to save Dr. Goddard. So the station had these two purposes in mind. They wanted to celebrate 75 years of existence and also honor Dr. Goddard. And for some reason, the idea came to me of Icarus, who dared to fly. And so I wrote a piece sort of along those lines, except that I didn't want Icarus just to crash. I couldn't let him crash because Dr. Goddard's station is still up and thriving.
When you set out to write a piece, do you have a set of musical languages, sort of, for the rest of us, sounds like?
Something that a listener would come at. Yeah, you know, I will say that in all the years I was conducting orchestras in Kansas City, in St. Paul, other places, I did a lot of modern music. I mean, sometimes very adventurous, difficult music. I liked this stuff. I never got the audiences to like it very much, and the orchestra sort of put up with me. But curiously enough, when I started writing a lot of music, I found that my music was, I guess in a word, more conservative than a lot of the music I'd been conducting all those years. It's more, I guess you could say tonal, if that means something to a lot of people. I like that, you know, if the oboe moves from an A-sharp to a G-sharp, the note that's in the bass is very important with that. And that's part of storytelling. It either creates more tension or resolves something. And if you give that up completely, to my mind, you're throwing away one of the great tools. So my music is tonal to some extent. It keeps changing. I wouldn't want to have to analyze it for some harmony class. But there are sort of irreversible old tunes. And in this piece, I became obsessed with stuff that flew. And so I'd walk by the river, and I'd catch a bit of bird song. I'd rip out a piece of paper and scribble 5 lines. I'd try to get the bird down on paper. You know, if I saw a scrap of leaves lift up in the air, then I would study that. So that, all that sort of stuff's in the music.
We've been talking with conductor and composer Bill McLaughlin about his piece, Remembering Icarus, Symphony No. 1 by Gustav Mahler, and Ravel's Piano Concerto, which is Christopher Riley. It makes up the concert Sunday afternoon, and we're advance tickets available at O'Malley's, and tickets will be available at the door. I'm George Walker from WFIU Arts.